All right, welcome back to another episode of Flagship Digital Insights, hosted by myself, Ben Taylor, on Yachting International Radio. Today we have Nicholas, the CEO of Seazy, which is all about making sea life easy. Nicholas, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing? Are you all right?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to the show. Like you said, I'm working on Seazy. We are all about making the sea life easy for sailors and also motorboat users. In one sentence, is it like Airbnb and booking.com for berth booking? We are focused currently in Croatia and the Mediterranean. And looking forward to scaling further and becoming a one-stop shop for us, for all the boaters in Europe.
Yeah, it's a really cool space you're in. It's great to see these new tech companies coming up in the industry. And it'd be really cool to hear kind of where the company came from and why you started it, because I know that's quite a good story.
So I started Seazy, or I came up with the idea for Seazy based on a personal problem. So it was, of course, sailing with my family. And as it's like quite a pricey travel trip to do sailing, of course, the boat is filled with around 8 to 10 people. And there's like family, friends, kids, and all of these have their different needs. And in this case, my father was the skipper and he wanted to sail. He's really passionate about sailing. And all he wants to do is basically sailing. He can have like a cold beer. All the weather information he can already look up on his phone. And then when there's like coming up that the kids can't stand the waves at night or something because they're gonna be sick, or they want like want to have like pizza in the evening and you need to refill your tanks, then it's where some trouble started because everyone has different needs. So we needed to go under deck and check like different books. Like, this is the current standard when our Austrian sailor is going to Croatia. You check your book, your marina guide, and try to find like the best suiting marina for your needs. And as I'm like a younger generation, my go-to solution for that was to come up something similar to Airbnb or booking.com for marinas.
Yeah, and it's really cool to see companies like yourself starting with the consumer, because I think there's a little bit of myth in the industry that the consumer base isn't necessarily tech savvy, but at the same time, like you've already referenced, the booking.coms and Airbnbs, they're very, very good at building this trust straight away and capitalizing on that behavior that says, look, I'm fine to pay someone I've never met before and go and visit their home and believe in that service. So to see your company starting as the result of a consumer behavior, which was within your family, is really, really cool. And you see companies like Apple, they did the same thing. They started with, rather than starting with technology and saying, look, this is what we're capable of. Steve Jobs is famous for switching that around and saying, look, what do consumers really want? Or they don't want the kind of boring programming screen. They want something that's really easy to use. And is that something that you guys really value at Seazy and want to become?
We are like, because it was also out of this personal problem, we are all about like being consumer orientated, because there's a reason behind why it's 2020 and there's still enough space for a new company like us to get into this market and digitize this market. It's mostly because when you're going sailing, you want to get away from the city, from the stress life, from the work life. You want to spend your time outside on the sea, watching the sunset, spending quality time with your friends and family. And technology didn't have like a space in this segment for a long time. But now, as like there's more technology introduced, especially on the boat, and also more technology that can be, or application that can be used on your smartphone, there's now a space as well for us to build a marketplace connecting sailors with marinas. I mean, the best example is that on the boat currently, the board computers, the child plotters, they already offer like applications like Spotify and Netflix on their boats directly. So the next step is just from entertainment to goals, like to improve safety of the sailors and keep a constant information flow, so you're more comfortable with your decision and going into a marina.
Yeah, and I remember out in the Ionian Islands, I was helping out a charter company there, and they were the skipper just said the biggest thing to change the charter industry and just change the game was GPS. This is back in the day, right?
Yeah.
It used to be maps, and quite a lot of the holiday and of the work was mapping out your route and really knowing the territory. And then suddenly GPS just made it dead easy and a massive job that does not need that insider knowledge and all the effort. And then now I see that becoming the next big game changer as being the services all in one place, all on one platform, where it's just so easy. And it's a massive problem that's getting solved. And with that, kind of you can find out anything on the internet, right? You can find anything on YouTube. Believe what you want on social media, but you can get hold of it, right? And so one of the things with platforms like yourselves is getting this information, but really believing in it and making sure it's the authentic real deal in terms of the information. So how do you guys go about that and construct that situation?
So this is was in the beginning when we came up with the idea, one of the hardest things to do, because even though you said that you can find basically anything on the internet right now, it's not the case in the Mediterranean. So finding a working phone number or a website of still 50% of the marinas in Croatia is quite difficult. As we're working with a lot of reservations right now this season, even for us, getting the right phone number for new marinas which we are onboarding is really difficult. Because there was this problem that digitization and the internet, it's not that old, especially in this market. There wasn't the need for it. Also, to explain to a marina manager why he should, for example, invest into a website which costs him a couple thousand euros, even though he always got sailors, because this is one of the oldest businesses ever. It's hard to do, because also the return on investment wasn't clear for these people. So we are coming in now and basically setting up websites for them on our marketplace, so they don't have to think or get any information about how is a website going, return on investment. We need to keep it up to date. That's what we are doing basically for free for all the marinas, so the sailors have the best experience. But getting to this information is really difficult for us. I'm very happy to also announce that we have a partnership going on with one of the sailing guides, because sailing guides were, even though you had your phone, still these years, you buy a book about the sailing zone you're going to or the country you're going to. So, for example, I have this one here from our partner. It's from Mille Mari, the Marina Report. And it has detailed descriptions about the marinas, because a marina is not only for you to dock, but it's also interesting on where you can get your stuff, the infrastructure. Maybe for us younger people, it's interesting where the best clubs are or something. And also how to get into the marina. Most of the time we are hoping for that it's going to be sunny and nice weather. But if there's wind going and you're not that experienced yet, it's going to be quite hard for it to get into a marina right here. in my background, Marina Split from ACI, it's quite a big marina. And the city center, if you look there, it's just 10 minutes away. But as we were on the outer bay here, right, you had to go all around, and it took half an hour to get to the city center, and also to finding the right pier where to go to, because there's a lot of manual work. So we solved this now for us with a partnership with Mille Mari, where we get the offer the information that you normally had in a book, and you upgraded or bought it newly every couple of years. We now have on the application as well. So you get all the information about what is in the marina and what you can do there and the different services. And this, because they are working, these marina guides are updated for 30 years. The one next to me is 30, 40 years old. So they have a really big database of of users. They have built the community around it. So they're getting the information also from the sailors who already own a book. So they updated it every year. And we are taking this as the first step and then going further with word of mouth. But because in the sailing industry, there's still a lot of word of mouth. if I'm sitting in a marina, maybe I'm getting lucky, and over a beer I get to know another sailor who tells me about this beautiful bay he was at, or this cool diving spot for the kids or something. Or maybe like my friends who also have been sailing like a couple of years ago, they tell me where they've been and so on. But we are building up like a community, a place, a forum where the users also can post their experiences and tell other users about where it's also nice to anchor. Because at the end, a marina you only need when there's when you need something. Like nobody is planning for, yeah, I'm going to stay in this nice marina. Although if it's not like Split or Dubrovnik or something, because it's like gray, you want to be outside, sunset and everything. So having like information on where to go before that, and then having like a reservation system to go to the marina when you need it and not beforehand because there is nearly no spaces left anymore, is like one of the benefits sailors choose CZ. So they get like the information about how to make their sailing trip better, so that they have like the experience of a sailing trip they talk like in 2-4 years still about, and were telling their friends, yeah, I was at this beautiful space. Now they had like problems with the marina and they didn't help me dock my boat and so on. Yeah. So
do those comments and the reviews almost become your version of the traditional reviews on platforms like Trustpilot? But because it's such niche information, actually all on one platform, is your goal?
With the review system, I'm not quite happy with. I think there's going to be like a lot of change because most people don't fill out reviews anymore. We all know from Amazon and so on, where you get 5 stars for this, 5 stars for this, and maybe you write the text for that. I think that's outdated. We're trying to incentivize users to get to upload information and their spots and the pictures they took, maybe so other users can also have like the same experience. And we are doing this like in a more modern way than just clicking on stars and connecting these reviews directly. So we are not saying like just make a review about how it was for you, but we are guiding the user more thoroughly with questions and illustrations to what they liked about the sailing trip.
Right, yeah, that makes sense. And do you find, from speaking with the industry, I feel like there's this fear that the consumer base won't be able to use technology, or that they're not tech savvy at all. So do you ever come across situations where the consumer is just thinking, how do I use the platform? What is this about? Mm-hmm. Or is it kind of second nature from them? Because they're already used to booking hotels or marina spaces on different platforms. Yours is really straightforward.
Yeah, so there's two sides to it. On the one side, the sailors, and on the other side, the marinas. Sailors, we were skeptical at first too, because target group or target age is quite higher. But still, like you said, everyone uses Airbnb, booking.com now. It's a really similar process. It's not too complicated. And you're happy to receive like information, and you're able to book a marina with 3 clicks, which isn't too complicated for anyone. On the other side, the marinas, it's a different story. Because like I said before, internet isn't like a thing they had to use or saw the benefit in.
Yeah.
But currently, as we are now in the COVID season, I call it, the people see the need for it. Yeah. So there's way more. I mean, if I go somewhere, I'm looking the place up in Google, I'm looking for a website, and that doesn't take like a long time. It's just like a few clicks on the way there, and I have all the information I need, so I don't have any problems finding my spot or something, and then know everything I need to know about the spot beforehand. Even if I go like to restaurants or somewhere just in the city. And that's the same with sailors. You want to have like, especially if you have your kids on board or something, a boat is also quite expensive. So you want to have as much information as possible to make a more educated decision and also be safer actually. With the marinas, they just see it, especially the COVID situation is like pushing them really hard to have like a more digital digital profile online so they can give some information to the sailors and connect with them, maybe without phone, because phone is also outdated with the language barrier between a Croatian guy in English over the frequency radio and an Austrian guy like myself with a big Austrian accent. It's quite hard to communicate like more than is a space free and for this type of boat. So now you can communicate like beforehand what services are there, is the supermarket available, maybe even what's the COVID situation, because also on this there needs to be a lot more information so the sailing tourism, the coastal tourism starts increasing again for the next season.
Yeah. And so from more of a company perspective, and a kind of strategy to acquire these types of people, i.e. boat users, boat owners, do you have a strategy that our audience can use along the lines of how to find these people in the digital space and bring them into your company?
I think actually that you would be like the better guy to explain a strategy on how to get people in the digital space. But I would say like find the right platform where your target group is on. In our case, it's Facebook groups and LinkedIn. Doubling down on these platforms and groups. But further also like looking for multiplicators. So sailing clubs are our go-to to reach like more companies as well as like charter company. We have a really nice partnership with Boat Around, which is one of the biggest marketplaces for charter boats. And through that, we are able to connect with all the charter companies, which directly connects us to the sailors themselves.
Yeah, so it's already, it's more the approach of tapping into existing networks and they are there. Yeah. And then just having a presence across them, and then over time, that works well, does it?
Yeah. But as also like all these existing networks have like not the biggest digital presence, being like a digital company and also like helping them out to grow the digital presence or to just have them think about their strategies as well is, I think, giving like a new boost to the whole industry, so that we can also help accelerate the whole market actually to a new digital standard.
Yeah, I do like the all the collaborations that I come across, and really they've been forced out of COVID. But actually, I think there's huge benefit from them, not just within this period, but also long term. I think for example, the ones that you've been talking about, you offer the digital side. If they are really weak on the digital, then you bring value as well as gaining value from them, and so everyone's better off. And it's certainly something that's happening in the industry, and it'll be really cool to see what arises in the next 3-5 years, because I do believe that a lot of businesses they might be struggling now, and there's a lot of infrastructure and big changes happening, but I think it will be really obvious which companies did what during this time. And then in the 3-5 year and a bit more long term, it will really start paying off or be a massive disadvantage to the ones that haven't at this time.
Yeah. I mean, we saw it in other markets. This one is just like a little behind the curve. And now we can start because I think it's the time right now for this market to get digitized. I mean, there's like also like competitors of ours, of course, who just started like the last 2 years. But there was also like companies that tried like a similar product on the market like 5-6 years ago. But also like everyone already had an iPhone, but it just wasn't the time for it. And I think like in 2020, especially with Corona now, there's like the need for more digital digitalization and also like for better information flow between customers and their users or their customers.
Yeah. So do you see the state of the industry actually being an advantage to a company like yourself? Or is it?
Yeah.
You would?
Okay, maybe let's rephrase the question. Like the industry right now, because like there's a lack of digitization, Corona is like a different thing, because on the one side it kept people from going to different to other countries for sailing.
Yeah.
Even though sailing is like should be able to be like a trend, because it's individual tourism. So you're just staying on the boat with your friends and family. And if you have enough information beforehand, you also don't need to get into contact with people like a lot, because maybe the marina can organize like or pick up like your groceries or organize the restaurant or something. So the bookings are like not as high as we expected, of course. But the benefit from that is that the marinas have more time to think about how to improve this situation for the upcoming seasons. And we are definitely the partner for that.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So, I mean, we're both young entrepreneurs of the industry. So we must absolutely keep in touch. I'm excited to see where CZ ends up. So best of luck with it all. And thank you very much for joining us, Nick.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me. It was quite fun.
Yeah, you're very welcome. All right, so that concludes this episode of Flagship Digital Insights. We will be back next week on the Yachting International Radio. And bye for now. See you guys.
Thank you.